Welcome to the Happily Hormonal Podcast. Now, if you're a little iffy on whether or not the word hormonal is a good one, then you are in the right place. If you would love to have lasting energy, balanced hormones, and better periods, and you find yourself spending all of your precious time after the kids go to bed researching what to eat, what supplements to take, how to exercise, and you feel overwhelmed by all the info out there, then I've got you. I'm Leisha Drew, is registered nurse and functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner, plus mama of three little ones, and I know that hormone balance doesn't have to be hard. I'll help you balance your hormones without perfection with simple steps that actually work for busy mamas so you can feel good inside and out and be present, joyful, and confident in the beautiful life you're already living. If you're in for happy hormones, taking messy action, and seeing results without perfection, then put your hair in that mom bun, grab your toddler the seventh snack of the day, and grab yourself a bone broth hot chocolate so we can do this. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. Heather Rhodes is here with me today, and we are ready to dive in and potentially get a little bit spicy because we're going to talk about the three trends that are screwing up your hormones in 2024. And since we are both in this all the time as hormone coaches, and we are seeing these trends day by day, truly the most, I think, frustrating thing for us is seeing women who are suffering with hormone issues and yet are not getting the answers they need to get to truly feel better. And especially if that's you and you are spending all of your resources or a lot of your resources, whether that's time or money, both of those are really important resources, on researching, on supplements, on whatever that is, and you're not getting the results that you want. That, I mean, that's just a huge thing for me that like truly makes me sad, because there is such a clear answer and you absolutely can have those balanced hormones that you want. So Heather, thank you for coming and being here for this conversation.
Yay, thanks for having me. I always love to be here with you guys.
Okay. So let's just dive right in to our three things. So number one, I'm going to let you take this, Heather. We just called it looking for like the shiny, flashy unicorn TikTok reel that's going to fix everything, right? So let's talk about what that actually looks like.
Okay, yes. So I actually see this exist in almost like two different cases. So we know there's been a big increase in access to information around hormones showing up on TikTok and Instagram. And so there's a lot of strategies, a lot of tips out there that you can try. And so in one situation, I see clients that try all the tips and they're really like trying to formulate their own plan just based off of doing as many tips as possible or like doing all the tips. And when one doesn't work, they just add another one. And then when they don't end up feeling any better, it can be really discouraging. And so that leads them to believe and to think like, well, something's wrong with my body. Something's wrong with me. There must be something deeper going on. And so then they're looking, they're thinking they need more testing. They're thinking they need different supplements. Like they're almost overcomplicating a little bit, because what's happened is they feel like they're not seeing results with this strategy that's not even relative to them potentially. And their answer might actually be pretty simple, but they can't see that because all of the tips are clouding their view. And so then they start looking for something big and shiny. They really think something's wrong with their body at that point. It's almost like they don't even believe that, hey, it could actually be really simple, or it could actually be that we just need to adjust your nutrition, because they're saying, I follow all the nutrition tips that TikTok gives me. I follow all the supplements and the carrot salads or whatever that I'm getting from the internet. And the problem with that approach is that those things could be great, but they might not be great for you. And I was talking to Leisha about this earlier and giving the example of, you know, if I had a specific tire that I'm in, and I had a YouTube video and it could tell me how to change a tire, and I spent all day trying to get this tire onto my car watching this YouTube video, there's a couple components that would be pretty important. I need to make sure it's the right tire for the right car, and that the YouTube video I'm watching is showing me how to put on that tire on that car. And that's what I see clients are missing, is that they don't have this overarching understanding of how their body works, what their body's needing, what the signs their body is telling them is like are, and how to pair that with the strategy or the tips that might be good for them. And then I think the other side of that exact same problem is that, and we're going to go deeper into some of these, but essentially is that they have so many tips that they almost start working against each other. So they're doing like adrenal cocktails and they're following pro-metabolic, and they're trying to do some things for PCOS. And then we've somehow ended up with artificial sugars, with real sugars, with all of these things that are just throwing their body out of whack. And they actually don't know how to apply, how to like make decisions, like game time decisions, because they don't really have the skills. They're just kind of like following tips, right? So think about a basketball team. If they don't have the skill to like dribble the ball and all they're doing is like watching a video, trying to figure out how to play a game, they're not going to be able to make the decisions they need to make to actually be a good player, you know? And that's what's happening too, which is leading you to think that you have something big and shiny that's wrong with you when you probably don't.
Yeah, and I think the other part of this is, not only bouncing from like Instagram or TikTok to like the next one to the next one to the next one, and just like, kind of like picking and choosing these different things, that's incredibly overwhelming. That's incredibly like it overcomplicates the
Time consuming.
situation for
It's
sure, but
time.
you're not getting a comprehensive method or a comprehensive look at your body. You're just getting like, oh, if you're tired, maybe the adrenal cocktail will help. Oh, if your periods are bad, then maybe, this supplement will help. But we're not asking why. Like, why is this the issue? And how do you know that this is actually the issue for you? Because anytime, I'm talking about bad periods, there's many, many reasons you could be having bad periods. It's not always nutrients, it's not always estrogen dominance, it's not always structural. Like, there's I mean, I could probably tell you like 10 different reasons that you could have a bad period, but if you're overcomplicating by looking around shiny object syndrome and even like program after program, but not feeling like you truly know that it's for you and not being able to fully commit, I think that this is where that really becomes frustrating and where you really don't end up with the results that you want. And then, like Heather said, you think something's wrong with you. You think it's your problem. When truly, like, it was just the wrong tire for the wrong car. And that's not your fault.
No, and I think that's why too, like both of us, Leisha, have really started. You did this earlier than I did, but like adapting your programs to where you can work with somebody for longer, because there's so much power in somebody understanding the intricacies and the patterns of your body, of your mindset, of like your nutrition, where you shop at. Like some of my clients I've worked with for longer, like I literally know their grocery list, and I can say like, hey, I know you shop at this store. I saw this. Like, do this, add it to this, then you're gonna be golden, you know? And there is so much just depth and also quickness to results from that. I think about my friend Jamie that helps me with styling, and because we've worked together for so long, she can literally send me something and I know it'll work for me, it'll work for my closet, it'll like build what I'm really looking for in my wardrobe. Whereas if I went and looked on Pinterest for like a spring capsule, I'm just gonna have to stick to that spring capsule. Where she knows, oh no, Heather, like you have the shoes for this, you already have this, you have these events, like it's just such a seamless fit. So I really think that's the power too of going in and deciding somebody that aligns with what you want for your body, somebody who you know knows their stuff. And maybe who isn't just trained in one area. Like maybe you don't need a nutritionist and an herbalist and an acupuncturist. Like those things can be helpful, but I think it could also be really helpful to have somebody who has a very comprehensive understanding of the body. This is why I really love, like, I don't know if FDNPs like require this, but I know you personally, like you're a nurse. So you have a clinical perspective. You know how the body works outside of just hormones. And that is going to provide such a deeper layer of support. Same thing, you know, with pharmacy is like we know how all the body works, all the systems. And so we know how hormones play into that, but we also know the things outside of that. And it's, you know, I think other professionals are great and you can pick the right one, but I do think that when I work with clients and hear from clients that have gone program to program, it seems like each one has this very like specific, like niche focus. And somebody hasn't been able to consider the whole body in the approach for what would be the best for that client to see results.
Yeah, and I think that brings us to step two, or to the second trend that we were talking about, which is oversimplifying. And I think that oversimplification can be by practitioners who are just so laser focused on one organ system, like the hormone system, for example. So I think that that can be on the practitioner level, and oversimplifying that, like estrogen dominance is always the thing that causes the bad periods, that causes PMS. Can that be true a large percentage of the time? Yes. And if it's not true for you, you're not going to get the results that you want. And even oversimplifying was, when we were talking about that, it was really even more in the context of, I think that my hormones are going to be balanced, or they are balanced, or I'm doing the right thing because I'm eating healthy and I'm exercising. And the thing is, that means so many different things to so many different people. Or even oversimplifying by saying, I'm going to take this hormonal acne supplement or this hormone supplement, and that should balance my hormones. So now my hormones are balanced because I'm taking that supplement. So whatever else is going on is not my hormones, right? And so when we just oversimplify, I really think that the biggest issue with that is not having that full picture view, that even truly as a practitioner myself, it's really hard to have that for myself, because I'm so like in it in my life with my family, with myself, with my kids, that I can't always see the big picture. And so I can oversimplify even as a practitioner, but especially if you don't have, a more in-depth understanding of the body and an understanding that your hormones truly are a symptom of other organ systems needing support. And so when we look at hormones as like it's the thing, we're truly just looking at the cherry on top, and we're not looking at the whole sundae to say like what's holding that cherry up, right? It's not just dangling in midair by itself.
Yeah, and I see, like, I have so many thoughts. Okay, so one place that I see this sometimes is where people will say, like, I eat really good, I exercise really good, I take the right supplements, like, I'm 90% of the way there. And then it's like they think that those things are enough that it can't be something else that they need to get that full result they're looking for, right? So they're almost like oversimplifying even the problem of like, well, there shouldn't be like anything that creates, me not being there because I do all of these things. And the point is like, well, there's something if you feel the way you feel, if your intuition's pulling you to need more, like to want more. I also see this, and so then that causes them to essentially start like looking again for something big and shiny because now they've kind of oversimplified what they are already doing. And then the other thing that I think I see can happen a lot is not so much it is with clients, but it's a result of something I'm seeing as a trend in the industry, which is people really oversimplifying labs, even functional labs. So like I will talk to clients and they'll be like, well, I had a Dutch done and it showed that I don't detox my estrogen well, so I started taking DIM. And that's it. I'm like, hold up. Like, you just took a functional test that shows us the patterns. And we need to combine that with what's going on in your day to day, with what your, nutrition or exercise or movement, like, what are those things, like you said, that are holding up the cherry? And use that information combined with that deeper info about your body to move you forward. So I think, and I see that, I mean, I see it with HTMAs, like, oh, well, I'm a blank fast metabolizer, slow metabolizer, whatever it may be. And there's not exactly the connection that they need to be able to understand what that means about their body. And how do I take that information and use it so that what I'm doing every single day is pushing me closer to my goal? So you might be thinking like, okay, how do I actually do these things you guys just talked about? And I actually believe that's the key. And I think this is how you have structured your programs as well, Alicia, where the way you overcome these two issues that most women are struggling with, even in the naturopathic, even in the holistic, even in the functional realm of hormone health, is you need to take what you are already doing and start there, and then use the information to filter through so that way you can have these ways to make progress that aren't overcomplicated. You're not starting all over with buying, shopping at new grocery stores and buying all new foods and creating all new meals. Like, you don't have to overcomplicate it. But we also aren't oversimplifying it by just saying, like, oh, well, just eat a couple more veggies and you'll feel better. Add 30 grams of protein to your breakfast and you'll see results. The middle ground is taking what you're already doing and helping you to really create a full-blown picture of how that every single day is helping you. And that's going to create a skill. And a skill means that you can truly like execute something in any situation, which when you know how to do that, you know how your body works, you know what your body needs. Then when you travel, okay, cool. When you're on your period, okay, cool. When your kid starts T-ball, okay, cool. You know how to take what you do every day and use it to get you the results you want. And that's going to happen only when you've learned how your body works and how to work with it. And the best way to do that so that you aren't overcomplicating or oversimplifying is having somebody start with where you're at.
I think that, I mean, I pretty much was going to say everything that you just said. So great job. But one thing that I just wanted to make sure I hit on is that when you're doing a lot of things right, that is a good thing. And sometimes there's still just going to be these like small tweaks. But if you don't understand how your body is working and why these things are or aren't working for you, then that is a huge gap to keep you from being more self-sufficient in your hormone balance journey. Like Heather said, where you can be like, oh, now it's T-ball season. This is how I switch it. Oh, now it's summer vacation. This is how I switch it. And it's not stressful and it's not overcomplicated. And you're not Googling at the end of summer, like, oh, shoot, how do I lose weight and fix my hormones again? Because something did work, but it doesn't work anymore. But when you understand the underlying systems, which we're both really passionate about helping women truly understand their bodies and what's going on, so that you're not stuck in this cycle of overcomplicating, then undercomplicating, then, all the things. So that's number one and number two.
And
And
that's like,
then,
sorry, let me break this real quick. That's a one-time skill you learn. So like you might be thinking, I don't care how my whole body works. Listen, it's a one-time skill. Just like it takes one time to learn how to read. And once you know how to read, you can read emails, you can read books, you can read captions on a TV show. Like once you know how to read, you can do it. And if you were five and decided, like, you know what, it's too complicated to learn how to read. I don't need to know all those letters. Think about how much of a disservice you would be at now. So do not dismiss. I know y'all's brains. I know your brain is trying to keep you comfortable and saying like, oh, that's just too much to know. It's too confusing. I don't understand it. No, the problem is you don't have the right teacher. So learn how to read. That's my summary.
oh my gosh, I love that. Okay, so number three is not giving your body enough time with one method or with one plan before you switch to something else. And this, again, truly, we see this all the time in our friends, in our DMs, in our emails, on TikTok, wherever we are. We just see this cycle and like, we are all prone to it. So there is no judgment in this, but like we're all prone to finding the shiny object. That's the thing that's going to work for me, trying it, but not trying it long enough to actually see results. And I will circle back and say, this is probably because you don't understand why it is or isn't working for your body. And so it's just like, oh, I was looking for this one result. I didn't see the one result. So this isn't for me. But if you can understand, okay, well, if my one result is I want less PMS and my system that I'm using is supposed to cause me less PMS because we're working on building more progesterone, we're working on estrogen detoxification, and I need 3 solid months to see if this is working for me, then you can check those boxes and be consistent because you have the full picture. But when you're just, looking at a reel that says 6 things that fix my PMS, and you're like, cool, I'll do 1.5 of those and hope it works for me, but I'm only going to do it for a month. Probably not. It's probably not going to work. Hey friends, sorry to interrupt, but I have something new and free for you, so it's going to be worth it. I just created a private pod course that is going to teach you all about how to actually balance your blood sugar for happier hormones and more stable moods and energy. And I'm giving away the first 2 episodes completely free. All you have to do is sign up and grab those, and you will have complete access right away. Your link is in the show notes, and I will see you in there.
Yeah, I think that's so good to, just remember and also knowing that like the ability to kind of know when your body is giving you a result and when your body might need a next layer of support. I think that comes again with understanding of how your body works in time. Like I think about what you're saying and I'm thinking about how, let me just give you like a practical example of this. When I was first trying to heal my hormones, they were so screwed up. I didn't have a cycle for like years. And I remember I would do something and be like, this is going to fix it. This is going to help me. And then I'd feel good for a couple weeks and then I like wouldn't anymore. So I'd be like, oh, that didn't work. And I'd try something else. And I would just keep doing that. And I remember finally hitting this brick wall and being like, okay, I have to set one goal for the next year. And whatever happens for that next year. So for my goal, it was to get my period back so I could restore my fertility. I was like, whatever else happens, I have to be okay with. I have to be okay if I gain weight. I have to be okay if I, you know, can't run the way I used to run, or I have to be okay if it takes me a little bit more time to meal prep, or it takes me a little bit more time to make dinners. I need to a lot more time, you know, to do whatever. And so I remember deciding that and that being the game changer. And once I finally did see results, it was probably about 6-ish months after that, maybe 8 months after that. I remember thinking like, wow, had I had done this, had I had committed in that way 3 years ago when I first started trying to fix things, it would have taken 8 months. And instead, it took 3 years and 8 months, you know, because I kept playing that mental game in my head. And the reason I did that, the reason I kept going back was because I didn't know how my body worked. I didn't know what it needed. I didn't know how it worked. I was doing all the things through all the filters of online, telling me keto would fix my hormones, telling me fasting would fix my hormones. I was so focused on like fixing my hormones rather than focused on how do my hormones work? How's my body designed to keep my hormones imbalanced? How does my body make me fertile? That's what I mean when I said, like, hey, I went all in on like one goal and decided like I will figure that out and follow that. And to do that, I couldn't have all the goals at the same time. And so that was a part of it. And then what I know now is that if I want to see results, because I've already gone through that healing process took a lot longer than it takes for me to see my body make changes now. So now that my body's in a healed place, if I want to tighten things up, if I want to, you know, we've talked a little bit, I literally just told somebody Leisha coaches me on my own hormones because I'm so close to the problem, I can't see my blind spots. Every coach has a coach, right? Kobe Bryant had a coach. He knew how to dribble a ball, but he had a coach because in games, whenever he was trying to reach a new goal, there were things he didn't see his body naturally subconsciously went back to doing. And he needed somebody to say, like, oh, hey, no, remember, like you're doing this. And the reason is because of this. Here's your trigger. Let's change it, you know? And so I say that because now it's like so easy. It's so easy. I still sometimes don't see it. Like subconsciously, I can do things and Leisha will be like, hey, but what about this? And I'm like, oh crap, I forgot. I wasn't going to do that anymore. And, or she'll say like, hey, try this instead, you know, and vice versa. But the cool thing is that because the healing has happened, then I can know when I can switch a method or not because my body responds so much quicker and I know exactly what I'm looking for in that response. So I think that's a, man, if I could make a billboard, especially around this idea of weight loss and balancing hormones, because that's a big one. It literally would say, fix your hormones first, and then watch what can happen when you go towards the next goals.
Yeah, and when we look at that as a big picture, fixing your hormones includes fixing your energy and fixing your periods and increasing your capacity as a woman, as a mom, as a business owner, whatever that looks like for you. And we've seen this over and over again. And so it's layers of healing. It's layers of healing your body, healing your energy, healing your capacity. And it really, truly just kind of like continues to build. And so once you have the clarity on what your body specifically needs and you know what is working for you and you're seeing those steps actually making the long-term difference that you want, then it only gets essentially like exponentially better. And even if you don't stay perfect, right? Or if you never were perfect in the first place, like most of us, then you're still going to be able to see those steps forward and know where your non-negotiables are, which is again, like why it's so helpful to have more long-term accountability so that you can get those habits in place. And then this the shiny object syndrome essentially goes away because you don't have to spend all of your capacity on that anymore.
And you know what I'm hearing too? Like that whole process, I think the process of healing truly is how you change your identity. So, you know, there's been a lot of studies around the fact of like people that chronically diet or people that can't ever lose weight or like, you know, and they're like, oh, well, the only way to do it is to start identifying as a healthy person. But sometimes that's really hard when you don't feel healthy or you don't feel good. And I think the process of healing is actually what re-establishes that new identity to where now that you feel differently, like you are someone who values different things and you believe different things about yourself and about your own body and about your kids and about your worth. I am in a group with a bunch of coaches, and one of them says her entire message is health is wealth. And it talks about how, like, when you make choices to be healthier, when you start to prioritize your health and put focus there, it changes every other aspect of your identity as a mother, as a business owner, as a wife, as someone in a career job, and how basically you start to see the true design your body has and how that helps you to succeed in other areas. And that just creates this momentum effect where you can now be wealthy with your time and wealthy with what you pour into others and wealthy by making more money because your brain is sharp and you're more productive and you're not chasing dopamine hits all day, you know? It's a really powerful message, but I just think that's important to pass along just in the sense of your body is kind of what it all can teeter on. And if you've struggled with like, well, how do I start identifying differently? Because we know when you identify differently, you get different results. And I think healing is the way you do that. And we just talked about like to heal, you have to learn. It's a skill. You have to learn, you have to practice, you have to like kind of fail. But the safest place to fail is with somebody who's right there and can show you exactly how to stand back up. It doesn't feel super safe to fail by like taking a program, not learning anything, not being able to stick to the rules, and then feeling like you have to take another program again. Right. So like, and I think that's a good practical takeaway from this is like if you're thinking, where am I gonna spend my time or my effort or my energy or my money on investing in my health or healing, then I think one of the most important things you can ask is, will I learn more about my body from doing this? If it's a meal plan, if it's supplements, if it's a 6-week thing that tells you how to do XYZ, that's cool. But does it tell you how your body works? How to stop doing that XYZ thing? Does it offboard you of that? Just asking yourself those questions.
Yeah, I think that the point you made that healing sometimes is that first step. I just truly see that so often. And I think energy is the biggest one that I see as like that fuel to the fire, literally. Where you're like, oh, here I am. I'm coming out of the brain fog. I'm coming out of the clouds, like a couple weeks into learning how to actually nourish your body. And when that starts to happen, then you're like, oh, I can do this thing that I couldn't do before. I can learn this thing that I couldn't do before. And I can be consistent like I couldn't before because it's finally working. I'm finally seeing results. And it's not just like, oh, I had energy for 3 days because I was taking this like supplement in the afternoon. It's like, no, my energy is coming back in a more like sustainable, fulfilling way. And so I think that that's the same thing that you were saying. Like it's the healing, it's the energy, it's the capacity coming back. That is honestly the most powerful part of all of this. And then on top of that, your periods are better and your PMS is better. And that's what we're here for.
Yep. And then you start cycle syncing and you are unstoppable. But you know
Amen.
my rule, don't you sink to a bad cycle. Do not do it.
Yep. Yeah, I think that even just thinking like cycle syncing is going to balance your hormones, that's a whole other thing we could talk
Oh,
about for probably 45 minutes, but we won't
my
today.
answer is no, it won't.
Yeah, it
No.
won't, because if your hormones are off in the first place, you're just going to be essentially like running in circles that are
Yeah.
not in the right direction. So
Yeah. And a lot of times your period didn't get screwed up and your hormones didn't get in balance simply because you weren't eating certain foods during your luteal phase. Something else was happening.
right.
So you're still kind of like band-aiding a little bit without that, you know? So it's so good.
All right. That was good. I hope that you can identify with some of these things and feel seen and loved and not called out. And we are here for you, ready to support you and ready to get you those happy hormones as soon
And
as
we literally created this episode. You're not called out because we created it thinking about the things we have done. And
absolutely.
Literally do.
Absolutely.
And have seen from clients. So yeah, I mean, this is everybody in it together.
Okay, we'll see you guys next time.
Hey, thanks so much for hanging out with me today. If you had as much fun with this episode as I did, make sure to share it with one or three of your besties and leave a rating and review so that more and more women can find this podcast and have happy hormones. And when you're ready to have pain-free periods, no more PMS, and energy and capacity to live the life you really want to live, then it's time to join us in Nourish Your Hormones. I can't wait to see you in there and help you have balanced hormones all month long. See you next time.